Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The FDA does a bait and switch with the COVID shots. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to discuss this issue on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead. Well, the Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA, has done what we call a bait and switch by announcing that it approved the first COVID-19 vaccine.
Of course, all the media followed suit and jumped on that bandwagon as well.
As did some employers.
Right.
Saying, oh, now we have a fully approved Pfizer shot, therefore the emergency use authorization law does not apply. Consequently,
we can push these mandates.
You can be forced to get this. That's what they were
right.
essentially saying. But before we go into some of the details, let me talk about some highlights as to what actually happened. Number one, all existing Pfizer vials, and they number in the hundreds of millions, remain under the Federal Emergency Use Authorization Law, or the EUA, meaning that people have the option to accept or refuse them. Number two, the third or booster Pfizer shot is identical to the first two, and they also remain under EUA with limited use to certain categories of people. Number three, BioNTech, which is the Pfizer slash BioNTech component, BioNTech is a German company that's only 8 to 9 years old. It's the entity that created the mRNA and teamed up with Pfizer. So that's who BioNTech is. So number three, BioNTech received FDA approval for people's ages 16 and above under the name Comirnaty. But there are no Comirnaty doses available in the United States. I'll come back to that. It's very important. Number four, in other words, there is currently no FDA-approved COVID-19 injection available anywhere in the United States. Every COVID shot in America remains under EUA law, and thus people have the option to accept or refuse them. And number five, even when an FDA-approved COVID shot becomes available, which can be many, many months, individuals are still protected by federal law and many state laws from being forced to get these shots based upon their sincere religious beliefs or conscience rights, objecting to have these shots for various reasons.
And, you know, Matt and I, we have interviewed various doctors and who have all said it takes, what, 10 to 12 to 15 years to get a so-called vaccine approved. So to see how they're pushing this and saying, okay, FDA has now approved a shot, that really tells you something right there.
Well, and we also did a press release that said when the FDA came down with these two confusing letters, and I think they were confusing
on purpose, yes.
To give the impression that Pfizer is approved, which it is not. It is not approved. We issued a press release that FDA approval does not mean safe.
Right.
And there are lots and lots and lots of drugs, many of them that you who are listening have likely used, or maybe somebody in your family has used.
Yeah, just because they had approved opioids, OxyContin, whatever that, you know, those drugs are.
Yeah, OxyContin, which is an opioid,
yeah.
Just because they approved that
doesn't mean it's safe or good
in
for
fact,
you.
That is now part of the largest settlement in history, $26 billion, of which Johnson & Johnson had to pay $5 billion. It's the largest settlement in history. And it's not because, by the way, that the FDA woke up and said, you know what, we've got to get involved, we made a mistake. No, it's because it's not a vaccine, and there have been class action lawsuits against these drug manufacturers because of injuries and deaths and addictions secondary to OxyContin and these other opioids that were being pushed by these companies making billions of dollars and approved by the FDA. Another one is Vioxx. Mm-hmm. Vioxx was approved. It also, because of litigation, I think there was about 27,000 heart attacks that resulted in Vioxx. That was an FDA-approved pain medication. Dorothy Hamill has a really nice looking picture. She's on the ice. She's promoting Vioxx. She gets paid to get that Vioxx promotion by the drug company. So was Bruce Jenner. These are both Olympic gold medalists. And they would say, oh, you know, whenever I have some pain from all the exercise, the work I do as an Olympic gold medalist, I just take Vioxx and everything is fine.
Well, and then watch all the adverse effects roll under the
27,000 heart attacks later,
right.
Vioxx is pulled.
Right. As, aside from all the other drugs that FDA has approved, I mean, there's a list of
there's a ton of them
been pulled from the market.
So FDA approval, first of all, doesn't mean that it's safe.
Right.
To the contrary. That's number one. With regards to number two, the vaccines you mentioned, it takes at least 5 years of testing on humans. And you have to test every category. You start off with the development and you do the manufacturing, you stick it in certain animals, you see if it has an effect on the animal, then you make it into a bigger animal, and then you ultimately see if you can transmit that to a human and whether the vaccine will ultimately protect against that particular virus. So you start off with little, then you go to bigger animals, then you ultimately go to humans, and then within humans, you go to all different categories of humans. And it takes a long time.
And of course, we know that the trials on the animals failed.
The mRNA trials prior to COVID mRNA, they all failed. And that's
so why would you do them on humans?
They never deployed an mRNA until Pfizer and Moderna.
Right.
And those were truncated. So what we have happen here is a bait and switch. We have a real problem because, you know, I understand President Trump, you know, wanting to cut through bureaucracy. I get that, because he did a lot of great policies, by the way.
Right.
And then when you're talking about the drugs here, 93%+ of the vaccines that start fail, and you need lots of time to test.
Years.
And so you can't just speed that process up because you can sacrifice safety and efficacy, and now we know that they're neither safe nor are they effective. In fact, the global data, including the CDC, is now acknowledging that they are not protecting people against the Delta variant.
Right. So if you go on our press release, you'll see there are two letters the FDA put out on the same day regarding two different injections that are legally different, but ideally the same.
Yeah, so
if that's not confusing enough.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Pfizer has existing vials that are out there already. Anything that has a Pfizer name on it is under emergency use authorization. And that means all of the Pfizer shots or doses or vials that are in the United States, they're all under emergency use authorization. That law clearly says that people have the, quote, option to accept or refuse, close quote. You cannot force anyone to get the Pfizer shot. And then the other ones, Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, they're also under emergency use authorization, including the Pfizer shot with regards to the third booster, because it's exactly the same. It's also EUA. So everything that's in existence in America, and it's going to be like this for some time, is under emergency use authorization. The only thing that is approved is a drug that is the same, but legally distinct, mm-hmm. legally distinct, and that's critical. And that's the one that comes under the BioNTech with a brand new name, Comirnaty. Very strange name.
But it has not been manufactured or labeled or distributed in the United States.
And
it's
going to take a while before
available.
That happens because right. they have to go through some additional hoops. They can't just go to a manufacturer and slap a new label on it. Mm-hmm. They also have to do some additional reporting to the FDA before they do that. So it's not like this is going to come out on the market anytime quickly. The bottom line is the FDA could have summarized what their letters said in the same 5 points that I just did. Some of this they put in footnotes, and then they did two different letters. And then the media gets out there because of the FDA's press release. They've approved Comirnaty. And then they're saying, well, that's Pfizer. No, it's not. There's no approved COVID shot in America, and it's going to be like that for some time. Every shot in America is under emergency use authorization, and that requires that you have the option to refuse it. And even if you ever have fully authorized, licensed vaccines or drugs, you also have federal law and state law that protects your religious conscience and, in other cases, just your conscience rights, whether it's based in religion or not, to opt out. For more information, visit lc.org. If you know someone who's being forced, have them go to lc.org, click the Legal Help tab.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.